If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
This is not a drill. Oh, this is real.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
This is the real thing, folks.
I would rather see Rodgers out there than roll out Will Howard and see, can he be the next Bo Nix?
The Rich Eisen Show.
The Steelers are not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Oh. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolapp. Host and comedian Jay Farrow. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this busy Friday. The CEO of the PGA Tour is about to join us in studio. My friend from back in the day of the NFL, we've worked together for 20 years. And by together, I mean I asked him for things. Brian Rolapp. I'll be very honest.
That's your working relationship.
May I have health care, please? You know, stuff like that. He's joining us in studio shortly. Lots to talk about with him. And then the very funny and talented, Jay Farrow is nice. Here. It's interesting. He's on a show that he hosts called Quiz with Balls. I could technically ask Brian Rolapp the same thing. Cause there's, you know, golf balls. You see what I'm saying?
I got a lot of questions
about Brian for Brian or Jay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All of them. The NFL and their referees made a deal, so there'll be no labor dispute.
That's
there.
Right.
Great news there.
No WTF bro moments.
No WTF bro moments. No, sir. It's a fun Friday. We're about to do What's More Likely, but let's go to the phone lines real quick here. Let's go to Jeffrey in San Francisco back on the program. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, Rich, how you doing, dude?
How are you, dude?
Good. Brockman, Teej, hello.
What up, man?
Listen.
Hold on, Jeffrey, hey, Jeffrey, dude. Jeffrey, hold on. Jason Feller's right here, too. Feller's here, too. Are you going to say hello, Jeffrey? I mean, it's a little awkward right now.
What's up, Jeffrey?
Oh, you guys are killing me. Hey, listen, I want to seriously talk about John Sterling and David Attenborough. Wish him a happy birthday.
Okay.
But John Sterling, right? I am so impressed with that guy, the job he did, for how long he did it, and the city he did it. But when you look at life, Rich, there's like three main prongs, right? It's relationships. How do you do in relationships?
Right.
It's purpose and it's service. Do you run? You know? Sterling did all that stuff, and he lived because of that. He didn't exist like a lot of people do. So we need to celebrate Sterling and these guys like Attenborough that are fantastic, that live purpose-driven lives, and they serve, and they, you know, they're popular.
Well,
that's what I want to say.
And I appreciate that. And like thanks for the call, Jeffrey. Like appreciate that. I mean,
hey, Jeffrey. Rich.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I got to give you one more thing before you hang up.
Okay.
David Attenborough has instructions in his will spirits that when he dies, his dogs are to be brought to his body so they know he's dead.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
Because I know it's a little morbid, I get it. Yeah. But dogs don't understand that stuff. Right. And I know you love dogs too and rescue. So everybody needs to think about that when we, you know, move on. Make sure your dogs and your animals are in the loop so they don't think you ran out on them.
All right.
You know,
that's
what I want to tell you.
Beautiful, Jeffrey. Thank you so much. And
good note.
Again, Jeffrey would rather talk about David Attenborough's dogs than say hello to Jason Feller. He didn't say hello to him at all.
You know, at least he tried, Rich.
He
I
did.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he tried. He laughed about it.
He did laugh. Yeah. Like, Felly's here, and he's like, you're killing me.
But in terms of right there in San Francisco, in terms of voices and people who you feel like you're friends with, or you're they're your companion because they are the voice or the soundtrack of your favorite team. John Miller is one of the greatest mm-hmm. ever to do it. You know, he came here and he didn't know he was going to be on camera, and he showed up in
camera.
Shorts and
Hawaiian shirt.
But I got to meet John Miller when he was the voice of Sunday Night Baseball with Joe Morgan for all those years at ESPN. And so, you know, enjoy them while they're calling the games, and John is doing that, and he's the best. You know what I picked up from him that I then employed in doing SportsCenter, and then, whenever I call football games, is I watched when he was brought, and I'm sure he still does it. When he was broadcasting Sunday night baseball games, I would watch him. He would call the games talking to Joe. He would turn. Mm. And whenever he was describing things or telling a story, he would turn and tell it to Joe Morgan like he's telling a friend. And it goes through the airwaves as if you're the friend he's talking to.
I like that.
And it sounds conversational. And it sounds normal. And it sounds like a person. And it sounds great. And I picked up on that from him. So whenever I started doing SportsCenter, after that, I would just turn to Stuart and start doing things to Stuart or to Lindo or whomever, Dan, whenever he would pay attention to me. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean?
I like that. Yeah.
It's a great broadcasting tip, which is why, you know, like I'm talking to you right now, or I'm talking to you right now, TJ, is I'm saying some things rather than looking directly at the camera. I'm just not going to address Jay like I'm Jeffrey from San Francisco.
Jay,
he's just not in the room.
I can't tell anyway. There's a camera like right between us.
What?
So. When you talk to me, there's a camera.
Oh, you were talking?
There.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're here.
All right.
Oh, never mind.
This is why.
See,
I stay quiet.
What we're doing? All right. It's a What's More Likely Friday. It's time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
Hello. What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you got over there, Christopher?
Hey, guys.
What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. TJ, great to see you. Rich, always great to see you.
By the way, I love this shot. You've got the Pella Windows and Doors bug, if you will, top left of the screen. Mm-hmm. Bottom right of the screen, the Pella Windows and Doors helmet. Look at this.
Almost got it.
It's like the sun in the sky. No, you can't grab it. No, it's not there.
Touch the helmet. Though.
You got the helmet. There you go. Well done.
Again, TJ, great to see you. Rich, great to see you.
Rich, good to see you. Chris,
say hi to Jay.
I see what's up.
Who?
Say hi to Jay.
See? Anyway, David Attenborough.
Listen, was fat face.
He had to bring it back.
More likely to live to be 101. Guys, right. We heard from Tom earlier about the a quarterback battle in Minnesota. Yes. Yeah, right. We know it's going to be Kyler Murray. Yes. Who's more likely to have more touchdown passes this year, Kyler Murray or all Cardinals quarterbacks combined?
At first, it sounded like you said Kyler Murray.
Calamari, by the way. By the way, you got to have the red sauce. Don't give me some sort
gotta
of like
red
side
sauce.
Dip like I'm like it's a French fry.
Right?
You know what I mean?
We had red sauce with calamari in Pittsburgh. I didn't eat
calamari with some marinara. You know?
I'm good on the squid.
All right. Calamari. it gives me so much pain to be straight up honest with you.
I understand.
That if Kyler Murray is taking on J.J. McCarthy in a straight up battle, that there's a thumb on the scale for JJ in the fact we gave up a first round draft choice to choose him. We used one to choose him, right? We traded other draft capital, move up a spot to use him. We did not go full bore on Sam Darnold. for him. So we might as well see what we got while we can. That's the thumb on the scale for JJ. The thumb on the scale for Kyler Murray is he costs $1.3 million for 1 year, and we've got a shot to see what he looks like. And he's got a heck of a lot more experience than JJ McCarthy. And he's got a chip on his own shoulder in a different way than JJ does. And we are going to go with the new guy because we have more contractual control over the young guy. We're still in no rush. The only rush would be we've got to pick up a fifth-year option. So what do we care? We got JJ can just sit there and learn. It'll suck for him. But does that then turn Kyler into the next Sam Darnold? Where you're just like, we're going to still stick with JJ? Or does that, wait for it, turn JJ into Josh Rosen? Oof. For Kyler.
Man.
This is what's happening right now.
I know. It's fascinating.
And it kind of kills me and pains me to sit here and say, straight up, no thumbs on scales. Unless JJ has a full, complete rebirth from where few mistakes get made, less mistakes get made. It's tough for me to see how Kyler doesn't beat him out.
Tough. It shouldn't be tough. You know what I mean? Like, you can love somebody and love something, but, you know.
Okay. So I'll go Kyler Murray, Chris, because I don't know the quarterbacks combined for, you know, the Cardinals and how that's going to go. And does Jeremiah Love get a ton of touches inside right. the five and he runs them in?
Sure.
Or, you know, how's Carson Beck going to look?
Yep.
If he gets out there, yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, me.
So.
Talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers and AFC North.
Talking Steeler quarterback
too much
Aaron Rodgers?
About it. Who's more likely to win more playoff games this year? The AFC North or the NFC North?
Well, I think more teams from the NFC North will make it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. How about that?
A little stunning.
Why? Why? We just talked about how the Vikings could be better.
One of your sons is back, Joe Burrow.
The Lions might.
Lamar and the Ravens have reloaded.
Okay.
You seem to think the Steelers are going to be good this year, so there's another one.
I got it. I'll go then NFC North.
Okay.
But you don't like the answer. Sorry.
Just providing the opposing point.
What else?
How about this one? I'm watching, man, Jay. Oh, Jay, you're here.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
See ya. Fernando Mendoza looking good. He's slinging it at Raiders minicamp right now.
Slinging it.
Slinging it.
More likely position to win offensive rookie of the year. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. So you were asking about Jeremiah Love. Unless you think Jadarian Price or somebody that we don't even see coming in a draft that was supposed to be less than at the running back.
Right. Position. Never know.
The wide receiver position was highly drafted.
It was.
More than the quarterback spot. A wide receiver won it last year, so I know there might be some
wide receiver
voters.
Yeah. Wide receiver look, fatigue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
WRF.
Yeah.
There's a pill for that.
Consult your doctor.
I think. See if consult your doctor to see if Tetaroa is right for you.
KJ hates Tremfya for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. The commercials annoy him, and he's just like, I hate Tremfya. Doesn't even know what it does.
It's a big word for him, right?
Well, just be thankful he didn't grow up in the era of all those footballs that being thrown through tires and elder, you know, couples
tubs?
Of a certain age holding hands with a sunset. Over their separate tubs.
I know, I get it.
Because that was constantly going while our kids were Cage's age, all right?
I get
you
it.
Should be thankful for dancing people for medications that you don't know about skin diseases.
A1C or whatever that's
all right.
Well, that's
I'm all right.
Diabetes, bro. That's different.
But that's the singing commercial.
All right. I'll go quarterback.
Fernando Mendoza?
It's just a gut and a feel. That's
Got
it.
Got it.
Just a gut and a feel.
He's going to start week one.
I don't know about that just because he's looking good.
He is slinging it.
Okay. Just because he's taking snaps
he
under center at hotels.
It. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. What else?
He talked to James Gladstone this week. Seemed to think the plan is still the plan. for Travis Hunter? Play both ways.
That delighted me.
Is it more likely Travis Hunter has more touchdowns or interceptions this year?
You know, I'll go interceptions because you heard they're going to use him on defense more. I'll go interceptions. You know, but it depends. Where's Brian Thomas in terms of
great
production?
Question. Great question.
You know what I mean? So
unclear.
They appear to want to put him on defense more than offense. So I'll go interceptions. Good question, though. Yeah.
Just throwing it out.
Oh, music change.
Music change. Topic change. Who's more likely to win a game in their series?
That's like a Barry Manilow song. You know, there's always a key change right in the middle of it. All right. Looks like we made it. What do you got over there, man?
More likely to win a game in their series, Sixers, Lakers, or Cavs?
Oh, I'll go Cavs.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go Cavs. I think they go home and take one, if not both. And keep this a series.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
And in terms of the Sixers and Lakers, they came and they gave without taking.
Is that a Barry Manilow song? Yeah. Okay.
It's Mandy. They came and they gave without taking.
Got it. NBA draft lottery.
A win. You see what
Sunday.
I mean?
NBA draft.
I came and they gave effort.
I disagree.
Without taking away a win. What do you disagree with? Which one?
He's got six.
Give me your answer.
Sixers tonight?
Sixers are going to win a game. Are you kidding me?
You think
me?
So?
Do I think so?
Really?
I know so. I put money on it.
I think they're
harder in America.
I don't know, man. They might have to go silent snap tonight. I don't think their geotagging is going to work.
See, silent snap. And that's the exact reason why we're winning.
What? Why? Why? Why?
Because you're trying to make jokes like it's a joke. This ain't a game. It's real life. It's Philly.
Sixers are favored tonight.
I don't even
is that know. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be.
I don't know. The Nova Knicks are coming down with
you
a
don't
whole
have OG.
Host.
We're used to not playing
host
with Embiid.
Of New Yorkers
right?
who act like they've won something already.
That seems like no OG.
Yeah, but they're on the
You
on
know
the
what they've won? You know what they've won? They've won through thick, thin, and geotagging.
Look, we're used to playing without Embiid. You were not used to playing without OG.
Thick, thin, and geotagging, I think, is a Blues Brothers song.
Got it. Guys, NBA lottery on Sunday.
Oh.
3 p.m. Eastern. I said 3 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
Let's not do that.
Kind of buried in the middle of Mother's Day? Is it more likely that after the lottery, we think everything is on the up and up, or somebody with a milk chance moves up?
What does that mean, we think everything's on the up
that
and
we
up?
Think any everything oh, went down with no shenanigans?
There's no shenanigans in this. There's
you are
no
insane.
Shenanigans. You're insane.
You need to get You're ready for Golden State to win the lottery on
Fine.
Sunday.
Fine, and then it's on the up and up. What are
no,
you
it's
talking
not.
About?
It is not on the up
so
and up.
So there is no world that Golden State can win this, is what you're saying. Like, if the Warriors win this, then it's...
So the year that...
They literally have a milk chance.
So the year
what
that...
What does that mean?
2%.
I
said 2%.
You got me on that.
See, come on now. Again, so we talked
the Thunder
about,
could have the talked, first pick in the draft.
We talked about this with Windhorse just the other day. So when Zion and Ja come out of the in the draft, and Memphis and New Orleans wind up with those picks,
it can't be rigged every
that,
year.
That, oh, so it was just to throw. Was it rigged to throw
to
you
throw
off
you
the
off
rigged
the scent?
Oh, okay. So it's always rigged, and sometimes they rig it to throw you off the rigged scent.
So Dallas has
like,
the worst trade in NBA history, and then they get the number one pick.
Where does it stop? By the way, it's
can't stop,
I think if it's still...
I've been listening to O'Shea too much.
It's still multiple ping pong balls, right?
So you think everything is just going to go fine and dandy on
it's
Sunday.
It's still what, like and four or five,
weird,
and it's...
Nothing
it's,
weird's going to happen.
Correct. Or if it's something weird happens, it's because it's random. Get out of here.
Nothing is random.
So I'll go with the milk chance moving up. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, it's more likely that it's not on the up and up.
No, we think everything is on the up and up.
Okay, so then I'll take that.
Whatever.
Take your tinfoil hat off, man. You want to ask Rolap? Because Rolap knows things, I bet.
He knows about the NBA draft lottery?
He knows that there would be... He knows...
We should ask him if he thinks the NFL should have a lottery.
Okay. That the CEO of the PGA Tour, who worked in the NFL offices for two decades.
I said two decades.
He knows that if something like this happened, it would be a major conspiracy that would blow everything up. So there's no chance of it happening. And what is it? WhatsApp?
So hold on.
So Adam Silver WhatsApps somebody so it just disappears and there's no paper trail. Nobody leaks it. Nobody talks about it.
In 30 years.
Bro, just because Tim Donaghy was on the take doesn't mean the whole sport is a tinfoil hat conspiracy.
It wasn't just Tim Donaghy, Rich Eisen.
Okay. What else?
Two more. I said two more.
Oh, my God.
We can't keep...
Let's get this going. Brian Rolapp's here.
Who's more likely to be WNBA MVP this year?
Okay.
Asia, Caitlin, Paige, or The Field?
I'll go with the rest of the Women's Sports Now hosts yesterday, all three of them, because Sarah was not on the show yesterday. Renee, Colleen, and Susie all took Asia. All of them. All of them. All three of them. So.
Beast.
Well, again.
She's got, like, six of them.
So. Yeah, well... Actually, I believe this will be her fourth, so she'll be close to that exaggeration. So,
last one. On this day, I think in 1963, James Bond debuted for the first time. Dr. No, guys. Who's more likely to be your favorite James Bond? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, or Daniel Craig?
Oh, come on now. It's always Sean Connery. Certainly since I was accused of looking like him on draft night with my turtleneck. White beard.
Wow, Sean Connery on Celebrity Jeopardy.
That's what I kept saying.
Somebody told you look like Sean Connery?
Oh, my God.
He had the...
Oh, yeah. I had the turtleneck and the beard. And the suit. So,
he don't have a beard,
like Sean
though.
Connery. All right. Good stuff. Right. What's more likely brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors? When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. The CEO of the PGA Tour, my friend Brian Rolapp, is next right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Before we take that break, though, hold on a minute. Don't play the music just yet.
Hey, now. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Hey. In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He's just driving the kids to soccer practice, people, in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid that can help you make every day feel epic. With up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. I mean, it is Mother's Day this weekend. Let's just keep everything on the up and up. You know what I mean? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Brian Rolapp when we come back.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
The first thing I did is create this committee to relook at the competition we have at the PGA Tour and see if we can get better.
Right.
And then, you know, our friend Paul Tagliabue used to have a great quote. He said, if it ain't broke, fix it anyway. And what you learn at the NFL is you like to innovate, get better, honor tradition, but don't be overly bound by it. You know, we changed the kickoff rule. And that's a little bit new to the golf world. But the golf world is, there's tradition. It matters. It's important. But you can't be unnecessarily bound by it because the world changes. And so you need to evolve with it. And so I think those are things I took from the NFL that I think are applicable in a lot of places, but certainly here.
Well, in the NFL, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end of a season, right? You know when it's starting, you know when it ends, and you know also in the middle, there's going to be a lot of competition and who knows what's going to happen. So you're on the edge of your seat about how everything finishes. There's eventizing. I know you just mentioned, by the way, Brian Rolapp, the CEO of the PGA Tours here, our radio audience has returned. You know, you were talking about bringing, you know, a change here and a change there. But the idea of starting the season at a certain time and ending it in a certain way and eventizing things like the draft, like changing that from a sleepy, if you will, on occasion, 2-day event in Radio City to some massive 3-day extravaganza that you can move around. So what are you planning on doing? I know you gave a speech, but where are we on creating a beginning and an end, like a playoffs that everyone can follow?
Yeah, we created this future competition committee. Tiger Woods has been the chairman, but it's made up of a lot of players, a lot of people from outside golf, including Theo Epstein, who had a lot of work at this at baseball, right?
Like, right, sure.
And so just some really bright minds. And we've been meeting a lot since last September. And I think we're getting close. In June, we'll have a lot to say about it. But in general, it's really about organizing the PGA Tour in a way that's a little bit more simple, that not only a golf fan, but a sports fan can understand, having a beginning and an end, having standings that are a little bit easier to digest and understand.
Yes.
That ultimately add consequence that you understand to each tournament. And we talked about having track one events where the best 120 golfers will compete week in and week out with cuts, bring cuts back. And then we'll have other events that people are trying to fight to get into those track one. And so if you've never seen a PGA Tour event before, we could sit down and within 3 minutes on television, I could tell you this is the stakes of this event, other than it being a great event in and of itself.
Right.
And I think the PGA Tour kind of grew up that way. It kind of grew up of an event here, an event there, as opposed to how do you actually organize this into a little bit more coherent league or sport. The FedEx points kind of get us there, but I think there's a lot more work we have to do. And I think what you'll see when we talk about this in June, I think fans will be really excited about it.
And how much does, say, an NFL season play into the way you want to finish yours? I mean, you know better than anyone else about how sometimes on a weekend we're just football crazed in this country.
Yeah, you know? Listen, I mean, football, people forget, like, you can't replicate the football business plan. How do you replicate a business plan for a sport where on Friday nights all over the country, people stop what they're doing and go consume? It's a cultural thing.
Right.
So, and I think you see that in the growth of the popularity of the NFL and college football. I think what we're trying to do is just create a season with a beginning and end that kind of starts after Super Bowl and ends before the NFL goes on the air. But I think there's a real opportunity to kind of do that in the summer.
Right.
And I think that's where we play the majority of our golf anyway.
Right.
So I think you'll see it condensed into a more logical part in the calendar.
And of course, again, you know better than most from the NFL days that an idea could be great to you. It can be great to some, but there were 32 individuals that you needed to get to agree and to a majority level.
Yeah.
The people that you are talking to right now, how much will you allow right now about the headwinds you're facing on some of the ideas that you're putting out there?
I think there's always some. I think change is also always, people can get emotional about change. That's just natural.
Right.
And also, listen, the key about this job is knowing what you don't know. Like, I don't profess to understand all the answers. This is why we put this group together. Now, this group is made up, the majority of the group, this committee is made up of players. And they're players who are high in the official world golf rankings and those that are a little lower. They're guys who have been veterans, guys who are fighting for their cars. And so you get the broad perspective of the PGA Tour membership. And when we start talking about changes, they represent a really broad group, but also have insight that only a few hundred people on earth have playing professional golf at the highest level. Mm-hmm. And so to have them have the input into this has been immensely valuable. I can bring stuff I know. I can bring the business side to it and all that. But they, I've never stood over a putt for money. Well, not real money anymore. But it wasn't been my job like that. So I think that's really helped. So I think you get a lot of I don't say tension, but you get a lot of discussion, and that's good because you know you have a good process if there's disagreement and tension in the process. And so I wouldn't call it opposition; I'd call it good tension in the process to do it. We've also done this with fans in mind. So we've talked to a lot of fans. We've talked to TV partners about what they want to see, what makes them more excited about.
What's that?
It's a lot of things that are sort of obvious where, listen, we need to be in bigger markets. And that doesn't mean we're going to abandon smaller markets. Some of our best events are in smaller markets.
Right.
I would submit to you the Players Championship is one of the best golfing events on earth.
Right.
It's in suburban Jacksonville. That's not exactly New York.
Right.
So I think it's about bringing the tournaments to bigger markets and more people go, you know, fish where the fish are.
Right.
I think they tell you about all the things we're talking about is, you know, make the standings easier, make it easier to follow, make it easier to promote. How do we bring back match play, which fans love? You know, you see the Ryder Cup. That actually brings out passion in different formats of golf. We're sort of the same format week in and week out. So I think hearing input from fans and TV partners who ultimately are serving fans gives us a lot of good perspective on how we can make it better.
PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolapp here on the Rich Eisen Show. Also, you know, having players with big names out there on your tour and making sure that they're there with consistency. This is where I'm now going to transition to the Live Tours.
Yeah.
Roll.
I thought you might ask.
Okay. Let's role play. You're you. I'm Bryson DeChambeau. Hey, Brian. No. Okay. So like, have you had a phone call on that front yet with any of the Live players?
I don't want to talk about personal conversations,
sure.
But I think it's natural. There's a lot of people trying to figure out what their future might look like.
Right.
Yeah.
And how much of what you and management would think, along with what the players on the tour want, how are you balancing that right now?
The good news is we don't have to. In that, as far as I know what you know, I know what I read,
mm-hmm.
I know what I see. Liv has talked about that they have funding till the end of their season.
Yes.
I think they're working hard to figure out what life is after that. The reality is all of their guys are under contract. So until they're not under contract, it's not really an issue we need to worry about. So we're not spending a lot of time thinking about it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending most of our time thinking about what you and I just talked about our future and how we make the tour better.
Well, I mean, as you know, that can change in a heartbeat. Like it literally could have changed in the last minute where suddenly there could be an influx of people trying to get back on your tour that you are the CEO of. How would you characterize the appetite for a return on that front of certain individuals?
Well, I would just say in general, you know, fans have always been consistent of they want to see the best golfers together as often as possible. And I think I agree with that. That's great. I also think I've always been very clear publicly that I am interested in whatever makes the PGA Tour better. But at the same time, you know, there's a reality we have a membership and anything we do to make the PGA Tour better, we need to balance that with the interests of our current members, our current golfers. And while I don't have a lot of scar tissue from the past, that sort of still exists,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be conscious of that. And I think you saw what Brooks Koepka did and what Patrick Reed did. They sort of made a decision. They got out of whatever commitments they had. They said, we're ready to come back. This is what we're looking for. The PGA Tour has that. And they found their way back. The PGA Tour may not be for everybody. I mean, what we're building, I'm really excited about. Our members are excited about it. Our fans are excited about it. It may not excite some people. I would never begrudge people for making whatever business decision they made. But we ultimately want people who are really excited about what we're building. And I think over time, we'll just see how that plays out.
And last one for you. People assume that deal that Patrick and Koepka took was a one-time only deal. Like, are you willing to replicate it? That really is one-time only?
Again, we were clear when it comes to that was a particular, deal, but a particular program for that specific time that has gone away. We'll react when we have to react depending on the circumstances. Like I said, now it's for us, it's business as usual. until we sort of know how the dust settles.
And you change business as usual in terms of the social media? At least that's the report that's out there right now and what players can do on social media. This is what's been reported. We saw this on Zire Golf today, that players can post more content from competition days, shots of the broadcast per round. YouTube is now expanded. Total highlights on their channel expanded. You got any thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, this was something that's been in the works for about almost a year.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, Rich, you'll recognize this from our NFL playbook. You know,
right?
We're the amazing thing about the sport of golf is that there's been so much growth in this country since COVID. This is a number that blows my mind. Since COVID, people who play golf in this country is up about 38-39%. Half of that growth is under the age of 35. Where people under the age of 35 spend most of their time?
On their phones.
On their phones, on social media. We learned this at the NFL and really pushed hard on how we actually embrace those platforms, which ultimately led to, you know, YouTube getting Sunday Ticket and some other things. And,
right.
But you know, so this has been in motion for a while, and we really put the gas on it in the last 6 months of how do you actually embrace those platforms and show more PGA Tour event on the platforms where people are and also build more of our stars. I mean, there's this misconception about professional golf where a tournament only matters if there's a handful of guys in it, the top two or three. Right. The reality is, you know, there's so much talent on the PGA Tour. There's so many stories to tell. And it's a sport where week in and week out, one stroke over 4 days determines who wins the tournament.
Yeah.
The only other sport in the world that has that type of competitive parity that I could find is the NFL. And we need to do a better job telling those stories that as good as Scotty and Rory and these guys are, there's some amazing other stories on the tour that we need to tell better. And I think a better social media policy, more YouTube, better Instagram presence is going to help us do that.
And I couldn't help but notice, I think you did this for the Players Championship, wired some people for sound.
Yeah.
And you've got some shots behind the scenes and you hired a particular outfit that's used to that.
That's
you hired NFL Films.
We did.
Put them on a golf course.
It was one of the first things I did is we called our friends at NFL Films and said, we did all those Hard Knocks together. Like, let's figure out a Hard Knocks for professional golf.
Uh-huh.
And we did something called Chasing Sunday that we just sort of produced and put on YouTube. It's been really successful. Go watch it. It's great. But it's the Hard Knocks treatment for professional golf. And it tells some of these stories.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know, who knew, you know, some of the personalities of this guy. And Chris Goddard told me, I don't think his mom was happy that he dropped too many F-bombs. So it's okay. You're doing what everybody does on a golf course every weekend is you're dropping F-bombs. That's okay.
And that's because that's what fans do. And I just know obviously everybody knows what NFL Films does and has done. You watch an event, you see something, and then you get the inside story a day or two later.
That's right.
We're wired for sound, mic'd up. You know, shooting this conversation between player and caddy or player to player, caddy to caddy, player to kid, you know, after the event or in between rounds. I'm like, okay, I see.
You see this? I mean, it's what NFL Films does so well, which is, you know, how do you take a 4 day tournament, tell the story 24 to 48 hours after it's done on a quick turn with inside access?
Right.
They're the best in the world at it.
They are.
And, I think they did an awesome job doing that for the Players Championship. We're going to do more of that.
Well, the challenge is to get them to see the spin of a golf ball like a spiral football, like to zoom in and then zoom out. I don't know how they're going to do that.
They'll figure it out. And they'll write some original score like they always do.
Yeah, like let's get that's, you know, in the Sable Mahal there in Southern Jersey. That's where the Philadelphia Philharmonic comes and play. By the way, I'm not joking.
He's not joking.
That happens.
Yeah.
In that spot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And the ropes, you know, that everyone wants to be inside the ropes and hear the conversations. That's what that, you know, Chasing Sunday did. You know, Batia and his caddy kind of arguing about, maybe not arguing, but a heated conversation about what club to hit on 17. That's the stuff you don't really pick up on the CBS or NBC broadcast.
You don't. And the amazing thing about this sport, too, is the mental strain on these guys. If it's one stroke over 4 days to determine where you place and how much money you make and if you win the tournament. And it's such a mental game. They're all really good, but it's almost like it's like every time you have to hit a free throw to win the game, but every week the the hoop is in a different spot because the course is different. And ultimately, the mental pressure on these guys is so amazing, how they deal with it and how they think through it. I've just been so impressed with them as athletes because I think it's unlike any sport on earth where they have to be that consistent and that mentally sound shot after shot after shot.
Here's what I think you should do. Not for me to tell you what you should do, but I'm about to. Just have some.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I've run a few things up this match flagpole every now and then. You should just go in straight face like you always do and say that you want to add tackling.
Oh, yeah, okay. That'd go over well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to add some sort of physical moment, you know, where you're just about to big putt. Somebody can come in. But obviously, you have to make sure that there's a hitting zone.
Okay.
Hit it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Player safety.
No, head and neck area.
Player, exactly. Yeah. You understand?
I understand.
Let's see how that flies.
In the grass rule? Should we have one?
Sure. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Replay?
We'll run that up the committee and see how that.
Yeah, see how that one works. All right, so June, that's happening in June.
I think we'll after the Travelers Championship, I think we'll tell the world a little bit more about where we're coming out on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Are there any plans for another type of Chasing Sunday?
Yeah, we are. We're talking about doing another episode this season. We'd like to. Okay. We're working on it. And ultimately, I think we'll find a home for it somewhere probably in the coming year. But it's really trying to test the concept, see if it works. And okay. So far, we like what we've seen.
I don't know if I can. I'll ask if you can't. Can you stay to the end of the hour or no? You got to get going?
I think so.
That's a thumbs up, everybody.
It's a thumbs up.
It's up and it's good. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of the PGA Tour, Brian Rolopp, is going to stay to the end of the hour right here. So much more to ask him right here on The Rich Eisen Show on Disney Plus and ESPN Radio.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL. When fans come together on game day, PayPal helps make it easier to split ticket costs, cover tailgate supplies, parking, or even food. It's a simple way to settle up so fans can stay focused on the moments that matter. The NFL brings people together, and PayPal helps make paying each other feel easy from kickoff to the final whistle. Download the PayPal app to get started. Account with PayPal is required. I figured if there's anybody who can, you know, begrudge me to pay a bill right here.
That's fine.
You know,
I love it.
You, Brian.
That was seamless.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I was looking for that. One quick question. Put the NFL hat back on just real quick.
Okay.
Because the NFL draft was just finished.
Yep.
The NBA draft lottery is this weekend. I'm sure you've heard this conversation over and over and over again. Bringing the draft lottery to the NFL. Is that at all ever possible or... This is an unbreakable product. The NFL would never countenance it. What do you think?
Listen, you know, you've been around the NFL long enough. I don't think anything's off limits ever if it makes it better.
Right.
But are you arguing more from a competitive standpoint?
Well, you argue it. I don't think it.
I don't know what the argument is.
Go ahead, Chris. Throw out the argument since you're the one who's pounding the table
and
I'm not.
The argument would eliminate tanking.
Do we have that in the NFL right now?
100%.
Well, no.
There are teams openly wanting to lose. Now, you can't tell guys to go out and, you know, miss a tackle, miss a throw, et cetera. But, you can
pull
rosters
players from
constructed in a certain way where they're not exactly trying to win.
Well, you could pull players from like somebody's hurt. You know, that's, as you know, created a big to-do with Max Crosby in the offseason, where the Raiders apparently sat him for, and by the way, then he got surgery to the point where one team returned him to sender.
Yeah.
But I think the tanking doesn't exist from the point of view that a 51st man on an NFL roster will fall out any opportunity
front
to make sure that he stays put for the,
front office.
So that was that ever discussed at all?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
Like I remember when we were worried about teams not playing hard if they didn't have stakes to play like week 16 or 17. That's one reason why you have so many divisional games in December.
God, I remember that.
So yeah, we did that, like the scheduling around the divisional games late.
That's a great fix.
But I, you know, and I remember, you know, people were sort of wondering, the Chiefs sat everyone week 18 a few years ago because they had the bye locked up. Like that happens. Like that doesn't happen a lot, but that happens. But I don't ever remember a concern about this, and I haven't been there close to a year, so maybe they're talking about it now.
I don't think they are.
But I've never heard this be an issue. But I will say the NFL is never hesitant to make a change if it's going to make the game on the field better. So if this was an issue, knowing Roger and the owners like I do, they would address it and get on it, because
every other sport has now gone to a lottery for its draft position now. So it's, I don't know, it just seems logical that maybe the NFL would follow.
Not unless it's solving a problem, because I think the draft works pretty well now. So I don't know. I don't know why they would go to a lottery for the sake of going to a lottery.
I don't think they should either. They shouldn't. But I do remember that was born out of Bill Polian took a knee on an undefeated season for the Colts.
Yeah.
One year, basically, just where they started pulling some players, and they had an undefeated regular season in their midst, and they're like, you know what, we're going to stay healthy for the playoffs. And then that's where the scheduling changed to put, you know,
divisional games
in the back.
No, which I think's helped a lot.
There was a whole tank for Tua campaign. I mean, it was kind of in the open.
Yeah. And then,
I also think, like, the NFL players I've talked to, it's amazing. And I understand sitting people, but I remember talking to one player who remained nameless, that wasn't very good. And it was like week 16, and I say, what's the motivation? He says, listen, everything's on film. Like, I'm always playing for a job. It's whether a job here or the free agent market. And I don't care if we've won 2 games or 12 games, I'm going to play as hard as I can. And so I think players, if they're out there, they play. And so I don't think that's ever really been an issue.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.